over PBS Radio Online. Welcome, everyone. This is another Wednesday episode with Win Tree and Terry Brown. Today it is June 12th, 2019. Thank you all for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast to the conference call. We have several people here. Thank you for being here. Trudy, thank you for being here. And who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello,
Barb,
Debbie.
Barb from Ohio.
And hello, Barb.
Hey, Barb.
Hi.
Anyone else? Feel free to say a name and location. Thank you all for being here. All right.
Good music. Good tunes.
Yeah. I like those songs.
Debbie Dolphin.
Hi, Prudy. I was looking at Bashville today. Boy, you got a lot going on over there.
Why? What's going on? Tell me.
Just all the culture and how beautiful it is.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
We had somebody else join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hello.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Welcome to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here. Positive greetings to you.
Yes. Hi, Raiden.
Hi. Hey.
And who else? Feel free to say your name and location.
Harry Stein in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Good
Hi,
evening, Don.
Don.
Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here, for joining us. And we wait for Wynn and Terry to call in here soon. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi, Di.
Two more people tuned in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Brian. From Dallas.
Hi,
and
Terry.
Brian.
Hi.
Welcome, Brian.
Hi, everybody.
All right. Thank you all for being here.
I hope Terry's phone's working as good as it was last night.
Oh, yeah. That was working.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi there. Hi. This is Cecil, a C6 sea serpent in sizzling Seattle.
All right. Hi there. Cecil, welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hey,
hi, Cecil.
I'm a friend.
Hi, Cecil.
And the next
person. Cecil, are you related to Susie? Cecil, are you related to Susie?
That might be my daughter-in-law.
I was talking about Susie, who sells seashells by the seashore.
Oh, that one. No, I don't think I'm related to her. But I do have a daughter-in-law, with, I think, by the name of Susie.
She might sell seashells.
She might, yeah.
Welcome to the next person. We had somebody else join in. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, everybody.
And the next person, we welcome you. Please say a name and location. Of course, only if you want to. We welcome you. Thank you for being here. And also those that just got on board through BBS Radio, thank you for participating.
95 on the back porch today.
Yeah.
In the shade.
What?
It's hot for Seattle.
Not for anywhere.
That's true.
Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to. And the next person, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Hi, Jennifer.
And the next person, we welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Hello. Hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
All right. Another Pennsylvania welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Hi,
Jane.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Let me see what's up with Vin. Probably happy hour again.
Probably couldn't get his helicopter cranked up.
So I'm texting him, happy hour with a question mark.
You never know what he's up to.
Helicopters don't run real well in real hot weather.
No. And I want to say to those that are listening in online through BBS, in case you're not familiar with our grid healing call, that is something we do every evening, 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So that is right after this live call on BBS, we go over to another conference call. You can only participate per phone on a conference call, where we gather initially, we chat around for a bit, and then Win reads from a past channeling, materials channeled, where after he leads a, it's kind of like a meditative calling in of the light and surrounding worldly issues with love light. You can call it even a prayer, whatever you want to call it. And you can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. What you see there is the phone number to call in, which I'm going to say next, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-POUND. So the whole number one more time, 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-POUND.
Yeah, somebody needs to go in and wake up Win.
Also, I'd like to say about being on the Whole Planet Healing call, it keeps your own personal frequency high, so you get personal benefit out of it too, not just helping the planet.
Yes, thank you for saying that. That's very true. You know, it changes your life. Not just only Whole Planet Healing, but just being involved with what we do with Win and Terry, and what, particularly the boat that Win is steering. I think it has changed my life totally.
Hello, it's Win.
Hello, last call for alcohol.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome, Win, and hello, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah from Evanston, Illinois.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Win. Hi, Shirley. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Win.
Hello.
Hi, Win.
Hi.
Did Terry get on yet?
Not yet.
Terry?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please stay in my location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
And you're right, Heis, about it changing your life completely.
Yes.
Changes your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same for me.
It helps them keep connected with you also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What were you talking about, Heis?
About your work, our group over here. You know, initially starting with Whole Planet Healing, but then just what we all do together over here, that it so much has had a huge mm-hmm. influence on our lives. And I thank you for that, Win, because you are the captain. You got this boat going, and I greatly appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, I wish I could find something like this to attend.
you don't hear it all the time. We really do appreciate what you're doing.
No, I do appreciate it. I appreciate
yep.
your appreciation.
I know you do.
I do.
Okay.
Now, I've tried a new technique with Terry, calling her up before the call, saying, all right, let's hear you. Kelly, are you there?
You're calling in the house right now, right? Because she has not called in yet.
Hang on. I thought we had it all set up. Terry?
Another day in the Milky Way.
You and Terry need your own sitcom.
560. Why don't you just write it on a piece of paper and find that piece of paper?
You should lose the paper,
right?
Tattoo on your hand.
Okay, now she's going to call again. For any of you listening for the first time, the call starts when Terry starts looking for her phone or her headset. And it's part of our call. It's kind of like I Love Lucy, except it's I Love Terry.
You guys need a sitcom, I'm telling you.
They are a sitcom.
They are a sitcom, I know. Cute.
When your voice is a little bit crackly, I don't know if you're too close to your mic or something.
Yeah, I think so too.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Guys, is that better?
Yes, except you're a little bit less loud right now.
I'm less okay. loud?
You're okay.
Less loud. You're okay, yeah.
All right.
Better than to be less loud than overmodulated.
Mm-hmm. Very disturbing if you need to listen to that for a longer time.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it is.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
All I can say is hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, man, as Ben would say. Ben.
I mean, I don't know how you did it, but you fixed Terry's phone yesterday. She sounded really good.
I think Wynn's out looking for Terry right now, maybe.
I think so.
Both lost.
Once she gets her phone, she's got to get unmuted then.
Yeah. Wynn found Terry. Now they're both lost.
You know, anybody else, it would be annoying, but with her, it's adorable. It's so sweet.
I have to send the search dogs out.
I know. Her mind is elsewhere, not on this planet, that's for sure.
I'm sure that's part of why she's such a good channel and everything, because she, you know, not really totally connected to the 3D down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Raiden, there's a beeping sound coming from your line. Now and then.
I don't hear it.
It's gone right now.
Yeah, it was a tuning fork that was going off.
Okay.
Excuse me.
What frequency?
It's for the pineal gland.
432?
Yes. Pineal gland, I forgot the. It's the. SoundsTrue.com, I believe, has these pineal tuning forks.
Dharmananda, senor.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello there. How you doing, Hi, Tom?
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello. Has somebody else joined in?
Here.
Hello, Terry.
I've been trying to call in for 15 minutes. The number in the computer is not the right number. So it's the wrong number. So
the only thing, Terry, you did not call in as a moderator.
I didn't.
No.
Well,
15 more minutes.
We're glad you're here, Terry.
We will moderate you.
Okay.
So hang in there. Did Wynn go back to the bar, or is he still in the house?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
I don't go to bars.
It was metaphorical.
Frank. Okay, I think we can start now. Right? Terry?
All right.
When did you go?
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 11th, I think.
12.
June 12th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody, everywhere. And this is a call where we submit questions that you submit to us. We ask those questions to certain particular celestial sources that have proven for years now they have vast ability to give us wise answers to things that are perplexing about every particular problem that we have. But they don't tell you what to do. That's the hitch. They answer your questions, but one of the lessons in this realm is learning how to make decisions. And the only way to do that is to make mistakes. So you'll see, if anyone new is listening, that's how it works. And if anyone new is listening, our channel is Terry. And we've learned to love Terry. I mean, we didn't have to learn to love Terry. We've learned to understand that Terry has a hard time being in this realm. And so getting her phone and everything set up is always somewhat of a ritual. Are we not muted, everybody here? Let's see.
We are not. I was going to keep it open. I'm going to mute them.
Muted.
Okay. And, Hayes, you're going to have to unmute Terry for me. Can you do that?
Yes. I'll do it now. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Terry, are you there?
I'm there. It's like...
Okay.
Yeah, the number in the...
Don't tell us. Listen, don't tell us. All right? You could have asked me, called me before the call and said, what's the number? You could have.
I should have done that, but I was trying to look it up. And then it was wrong, so I had to call the wrong number to get the right number. Okay.
All right. Well, what's done is done. And all we can do is improve. But you know what? We're so glad to have you with us. And we accept you as you are. Okay?
Okay.
And if we ever get on network television, you'll have to do better.
I know.
All right. So, I'm going to call in the light, and then we'll start asking some questions. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We take a moment and we orient to the planet Earth, and then we move into the space of each and every person who wishes to make contact with us. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to you or doesn't resonate with you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you. Sometimes somebody will ask a question, and it will be the same question that somebody else might ask, but just because the answer is for one person, another person may have a whole different answer. We are delighted to be with you, each and every one. We come directly to you. We do not come to the telephone line. That is the voice coming to the telephone line. And we are profoundly thankful for this connection. It is very fulfilling to us to be able to make contact with you, who we consider our brothers and sisters in the third density. It's very rare when we are able to make such connection. Do you have questions? Is anyone there?
Yeah,
oh, I was muted. Okay. Terry is contagious. first question that I'm going to pose. When you die, someone said this, that you end up at the same age in the astral as you were when you died, and that you age in the astral in the same speed that you would have aged in the physical. Is that true?
That happens in some cases. Usually, when a person dies, they do leave at the same age that they died at. And if they make their way to heaven, they were old, say, then they can pretty well choose what type of body, what age body that they would like to have, and they can get quite younger.
They have to come into a baby, right? So they all have to choose a baby, correct?
No. If an entity moves into the heaven realm, the body we are talking about is the soul body. Everyone has a soul body in which they can travel. You and your soul are one. And when you leave the body behind, you travel in your soul body. And the soul body has a collection of patterns that you have built up over the lifetimes, and you rely on those patterns that you have learned to learn how to move, to travel from one location to another, still being in the physical universe, but traveling in your soul body.
So, the soul body, I would assume, creates some kind of astral physical form, yes? Based on when you died.
Yes. And some people would see it as a ghost.
If it stays in this realm, it would be a ghost.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we've learned about where they are.
See it as a ghost.
How about a baby who dies?
Sometimes the soul body will keep the form of the baby body, and the baby will then stay with the family, stay around, and will age in their soul body so that they give the image that they would have had as a child of whatever age they have come to.
If they're staying around the family, do they age then according to their growth as it would have been in that family?
Yes.
They don't stay a baby?
No.
Okay. And at that point, when you're on the other side and you died, do you have a good memory of your life that you just left?
Some people do, some people don't.
I know we've asked questions. We've, you know, been a few times when we've talked to deceased people, and they couldn't remember things like their address or certain people's names, but they remembered the people they were close to, their wife, their children, maybe even their friends. Is that kind of normal?
Some people have better memories than others. It depends upon that particular person.
And one deceased person actually told us who they were in their past life. They said they were having headaches. And when we asked them, because they died in a plane crash, and I said, who were you when you died? And they told us. Is that abnormal or sometimes?
Well, that particular lifetime stood out because of the sudden way that the person died.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is from Dee Dee. And she's having neuralgia in her pain and her jaw. And
in her what?
Jaw.
Neuralgia in her jaw?
And her face.
Okay.
On the side of her face. And she asks, what's causing this? And what can she do to help it? Neuralgia is supposed to be some kind of nerve problem.
There's a misalignment in the area, and it is seeking to correct itself. Give us a moment. we suggest that you check the area connected with that in the area of your teeth and make sure that there is no buildup of toxins or disruption in the area of the teeth on that side of the face.
Would it help her to see somebody like David Milgram, or should she see a dentist?
I would suggest to see both. A good dentist that can double check and make sure your teeth are in good order, and then to also check for with the chiropractor to align and put your neck muscles and to realign the areas of your body so that they are not blocking flow of energy.
Thank you. David Milgram is the person that Terry is seeing. And he seems to do miraculous work in adjusting the body without putting pressure on things. Can you explain how he does that?
He works with the energy flow of the body. He can see the energy tracks, the flow of energy around the body, and can see any misalignment, and can work in the aura to help reestablish correct energy flow.
I see. So does he have a team working with him? Or is he doing it with his chi energy? Or both?
He is using his chi energy, and he is using his perception to be able to tell where there is a misalignment in the flow of energy, but he does have other entities that work with them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, next question is from, let me see here. Valerie in Livermore.
Yes.
And she asked, as an empath, I realize I absorb other people's emotions. I do my best to protect against any type of negative feeling, but sometimes it's so strong or I don't recognize it right away because it's more subtle. So my question is, first of all, do you feel I am an empath?
Yes. And when one is an empath, then they can get, they can sense disharmony in another person, and they are placing themselves in harmony to be able to be an empath. So sometimes relations between people can be very, very upsetting as one sees the discordance.
And how can I do more to not absorb other people's feelings, as maybe I should not be doing hypnosis? In other words, she does hypnosis
and she tends to process people.
Yes. You, being an empath, you sense what they are going through and their emotions, and you experience those. So, this is a matter of getting to experience the way to be able to see these emotions and then to let them go as you move into the next moment. That statement is short, however, there is a lot of import in it.
I'll ask this question for everyone who experiences themselves picking up energies from other people. Is it possible to have a strong enough connection with our sources so that you can give them that energy and let it go quickly or more quickly?
We suggest in your invocation, you indicate to turn it over to the higher sources and let it be transmuted and taken away, and let it be changed and taken away. So one can get used to be able to giving it to the higher sources and to letting it go there and be transmuted.
Thank you. Next question is, what can I do to improve my financial situation? And that's from Jeannie Judd in Citrus Heights, California.
Thank you. One of the things is to see yourself with an improved financial situation. Bring up some specifics and picture them. No more problem with how to pay the bills. Although to get to that point may take some doing. Everything starts with the idea of it, the bringing in of the visualization of it. And one may think, okay, well, I'm not there, so I'm just going to be real and bring up what's there. However, what's real is in your face. However, once you begin to put another image there, then there is a place for the problem to shift into and move into a better situation. There are other things. You might wish to listen to some videos of rich people and to go to some functions where rich people are, just to get the vibe of it.
I think sometimes when you're struggling with that kind of issue, you can feel unworthy. And the unworthiness creates a perpetuation of the issue. In other words, I'm not worthy to have more money. And
yes, if you feel that, then you will have difficulty in picturing yourself with you'll have more difficulty than normal in picturing yourself with money and letting it happen.
I find that there are times when I feel worthy and there's times when I don't feel worthy. And if I can identify when I feel worthy, it's a good time to reach out for something new because I'm more desirable because I look better. And if you pay attention to those cycles, and if you're looking for a job and you're a wanderer, it's very important to find a job where you're in an environment that is more than just making money, like a receptionist in a very loving healer office, you know, somebody that does work on people, and search for the person, read up all about them until you find someone who say, I have good vibes of that person, and in which case you'll approach them with the idea that you have something to offer them rather than needing something from them.
And you do have something to offer people.
And you have something to offer people. Because so often, when you just keep approaching everything with a lack of self-worth, and people feel that, if you get a job, it won't be a good job. It'll be a monotonous slave job because you accepted it just to do a function and your soul energy doesn't present itself in the work. But say, for example, if you're a receptionist in a really good doctor's office or alternative health practitioner or anything like that, and you really like them and you like their work, you will be a good receptionist because you will welcome people in a loving way into that environment, which helps their healing, the beginning of their healing process, even before they go see the practitioner. And he'll, if he's a loving guy, he will recognize that quality in you and pick you over other people. But you have to research it. You have to read about people. I know if I ever call anybody and I say, listen, I looked at your website. I really like you. And would you like to sell our product? I can tell it would fit into your store, for example. Then people believe me because I made a connection already. It starts the ball rolling. And next question here is from, let's see, we have another one from Dee Dee, who is in Months Park, Arizona, and she has a nephew who has autism Asperger's syndrome, and he's had a rough year and even was on suicide watch. And he's a very gifted musician. Now, the question is, did he have some spiritual contract to come in with this? Or why does he have it, or why do people have this particular malady?
There was an opening from his past that oriented him towards having this. It is something he is working through. It is aggravated by we do not, since this involves his own personal orientation and his own case, we do not wish to go into it in depth, as we are reading for you, not for him. So the question then becomes how to best work with him. If he could share his feelings, what he is going through, what his loves are, what he would like to be doing, if he could share more with the family, where he is coming from, and his desires to something positive in his life. We add that, something positive in his life. Then there could be some progress forward, and also we take a moment. We could see that in another time in his life, he could outgrow this.
The person wants specific information about how she can be of assistance.
The first thing is, when you have a chance to interact with him, to give him a lot of acceptance, bring him something he would treasure or enjoy, to sit with him and share some of the interests that he has, these are some specific.
Thank you. Since they're both musicians, that could be a common point of connection. Yes.
Yes. To listen to him play, to listen to his the music he is creating, and to get a common bond going with him.
Mhm. Okay, Bonnie Penners in Corona, California asks, what are my current distortions and how best to overcome my insecurities? Really needing some gritty truths at this time.
One of the things is that provides insecurity is your health issue. Another thing is the job, as you are very caring in your in a sense being the job, and it means so much to you, and the people mean so much to you, that this would create some tension. So to learn to enjoy the interactions and not feel so very responsible for all the people, but learn to enjoy them as they are. we are taking a look at the health issues, and to get to the bottom of, for instance, the issue with the circulatory system and the heart, to learn some different alternative potential possibilities that you could see a professional healthcare alternative source that would be able to help you ease those issues.
Thank you. When somebody is looking for an alternative health care provider that can help them, and people so often want to put their faith in somebody, how do you vet the new person who can help you before you waste a lot of time with someone that can't help you?
When you listen to people talk, you might hear someone say to someone else, he's very, very wise practitioner in the area of alternative health. They might say something that alerts you that this is a potential person to get a hold of. And if you get to know some very knowledgeable healthcare practitioners that know others in their field or respect others, then this could, in following up the avenue, you can begin to know who is the best of the best, who has the reputation with people you respect of being able to offer treatments or offer protocols that help other people, and then you can ask other people what happened there, get their testimonial before you even ever go to them, kind of get a profile of what this person can do and what this person is like, and check with more than one person, or have a sample session with them to see what you yourself think of them and how they might be able to help you.
Thank you. I should also mention Yelp.com, Y-E-L-P.com, is an excellent resource for finding the best of anything in your area. You do a search and you put in chiropractor, Sedona, and it will list all the chiropractors. And what makes Yelp unique is people make comments. People who have seen a particular person. It could be a chiropractor, it could be a plumber, it could be an electrician, it could be a beauty salon, you name it. Every single category of business is listed in Yelp, and you can read other people's comments about that particular business. Invaluable for not wasting time and finding the persons that you best resonate with. And I know when I was younger, I hated doing this, and I would just take the first person that came up, and I would treat it as like that was the one it was meant to be. And it wasn't always working out. So that's my resource. And there's other things besides Yelp where there are reviews of various businesses. But Yelp is one of the biggest. And on that note, do our sources have any final comments? Before...
Yes, if you find somebody that you feel is very knowledgeable by the conversation they are having, you could introduce yourself and then strike up a few conversations with them and get information about who they know that they feel is good, because if they are good, they will have other people around them that are good.
Thank you. Good suggestions. And on that note, we're going to end this call and go over to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250513. 712-770-4340, 250513, and I'll open the lines here, and